you know, you could act surprised that Pacific Island nations have mustered the courage to openly criticise Australia and its coal industry, particularly given how reliant they are on us for, well, everything. But we shouldn't be surprised, because Australia has a habit of kowtowing to all and sundry over even the slightest conflict. We don't take ourselves seriously enough, and we don't value our culture. And as such, we seem to bend over backwards not to offend anyone else. But don't bat an eyelid when they openly offend us. The latest threat from our island neighbours is that they'll pull their seasonal labour forces. Now, we know that, particularly in the agricultural industry, particularly around fruit picking time, we need to import labour to pick our fruit. And a lot of that comes from the Pacific Islands. But sadly, this threat, we'll acquiesce to this one. And it's not because our seasonal labour force is so desperately needed by agricultural sector. We know it is. But we'll forget that these seasonal workers are equally desperate for Aussie dollars. We'll pretend that they're doing us a favour by sending workers over here. What we should see from this threat is an opportunity. Several opportunities, in fact. But I guarantee you we won't. Firstly, there's an opportunity to redirect the $300-odd million of annual foreign aid that we send to these island nations. It's designed to stabilise our region. But it's clearly not appreciated and clearly not stabilising the region if these minnows are prepared to throw threats around. Secondly, it's an opportunity to take a stand against Australian workers who won't do the jobs these imported labourers will. Things like cotton chipping, fruit picking and the like. And thirdly, it's an opportunity to send a message to the Asia-Pacific region that we won't be pushed around anymore. None of these things will happen.